to know that we're in single digits. I greet you all this morning from the actual sanctuary of the Alpha Street Baptist Church, where the hardcore worshipers are already gathered at 7 a.m. The choir's here, the sound tech. And we thought it'd be appropriate to lead our Sikh prayer from our sacred space of sanctuary. Prayerful that wherever you are today, that you're beginning to make your way, either virtually or in person, to a house of worship, to be in the house of the Lord on the Lord's Day, to give God the glory, the honor that God is worthy of. As we begin our prayer this morning, I do want to remind you that we will be in praying and praising with the pastor this upcoming Tuesday at 7 p.m. If you're in the local Washington, D.C. area, come on by Alfred Street. If you're distant, removed, or busy, join us online as together we bow before the Lord and spend an hour in prayer. My dearest desire is that during this Sikh journey, your prayer life would have increased to a place where it cannot go back. As a matter of fact, with 9 days out, I want to remind you that part of our prayer and fasting was sacrifice, and part of our prayer and fasting was permanent change. There's some things God called us to give up for 30 days, and then there's some things God is changing. And my prayer is that you begin to reflect, focus, and to journal about the things that God has called you to do that you're not going back from, things that are now permanent in your life. I hope your morning prayer life is stronger and permanent. I know my rest pattern is different. My water intake is different. My diet is different. I'm going to do my best to go back to a sanctified mouth and make certain that the words are coming out of my mouth glorify God 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Y'all pray for me. I'm a work in progress. But on this 21st day, on this Sunday morning, we're grateful to God for the gift of worship, the gift of corporate worship. Clearly, you're able to worship God at any space, at any time, alone or with family and friends. But there's just something special about being in the house of the Lord, about being around God's people. Maybe that's why the psalmist said, I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. That something glorious happens when we gather on sacred space to lift up the name of Jesus. With that in mind, as we go into this 21st day, I want you to be in prayer with me as we begin our time. God, we thank you for the mercies that have been brand new this morning already. We thank you, Lord, that we just believe grace will be sufficient to carry us through the day that awaits us. And God, we thank you for 21 days of prayer and fasting. When this journey began, some of us wondered, could we make it? We heard your voice calling us to turn down things, to walk away things from saying no to things. And Lord, we didn't know if we could do it. But here we are as a living witness that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We may have stumbled, but we got back up. It may have been hard, but we prayed our way through. We've felt the hunger. We've felt the low energy. But Lord, through prayer, you have sustained us. And for that, we give you thanks. Lord, there are 9 days ahead of us that we still have to go. And I want to remind you, saints, of what my trainer tells me whenever we're working out. Whenever we're working out and we're doing a plank or some type of rep that's timed, we get to 30 seconds and she always says this, you can do anything for 30 seconds. You can do anything for 9 days when you commit your heart and mind to be guided by God's Holy Spirit. There's nothing you cannot do. Christ hung on the cross for 9 hours. You can make a sacrifice for 9 more days. God, we thank you for today's gift of worship. As we gather into your house all across this land, as we watch online our prayers, that you would remind us that worship is not just an obligation, but it is a privilege. Lord, you could be a distant and removed God who just sits on the throne of heaven and leaves us to our own devices. You could be a God who we reach out to and are never able to feel or hear or sense you move in our lives. But you gave us the promise that when we seek for you, we would find you and feel you and experience you and hear you and discern you. Remind us that worship is one of the ways that we seek you. That when we go through all that's necessary to get ourselves up and about, to gather in your house to glorify your name, Lord, I pray today for every church that opens in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, that you remind us we are not competitors, but colleagues in the kingdom to continue to lift high the name and the saving grace of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We pray today, O God, for churches all around this land, all around the kingdom, all around the world. As a matter of fact, wherever you are this morning in this time of prayer, I want you to take a moment to whisper the name of a few churches that are on your heart, churches you may have visited, churches you were raised in, churches where your families are still members, churches where that pastor has been a blessing to you, churches that you visited. Would you just mention the name of a few churches that we pray for today beyond and beside Alfred Street Baptist Church? I pray today, oh God, for Wheeler Avenue. I pray today, oh God, for Trinity. I pray for Friendship West. I pray, oh God, for Greater Allen Cathedral. I pray, oh God, for St. Paul Baptist Church in Richmond. Lord, I pray for my colleagues, my comrades, my fellow co-laborers in the gospel. Lord, that you'd give them joy today for the journey of leading God's people. We pray for our pastors around this nation, oh God. For those who stand strong with the Bible in one hand and the cross in the other and declare the justice of God must reign over this land. God, I pray a protection over their lives. I pray a protection over our houses, Lord, that today there be no hurt, no harm, that the devil has no victory on sacred ground. Remind us that we are on holy ground, O God, and that we come into these houses today not for sanctified entertainment, but to glorify your name. God, I pray that as your children wake up and make their way to worship today, that their minds would remember all your goodness and your grace these past 6 days. From last Sunday to now, you've been good. From last Sunday to now, you've answered more prayers than we could ever remember. From last Sunday to now, you've done things that we did not even know we needed you to do. From last Sunday to now, you woke us up every morning. From last Sunday to now, you've clothed us and fed us, oh God. And we don't take the glory for ourselves, but we come to say thank you. We gather on holy ground to lift up your name and to declare that you are worthy to be praised. We didn't come to watch worship. We didn't come to be entertained. We didn't come to just sit and see what the preacher had to say. We came to give you the gift from our hearts and our minds to say thank you, God, for all that you do and all that you've done and for who you are. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run there and are safe. God, today as we gather in this space, I want to thank you for the voices, the vessels, the hands, and the hearts you use to lead us into worship. Lord, for those who are outside in the cold, guiding us to safe parking, we pray their covering. For the greeters that meet us at the door, Lord, may they disarm any demonic spirit and anger that's within us with a smile and a good morning. For the ushers that help us find our way to the pew and the seat where we will give you glory. For our pew mates, oh God, who joyfully will slide over from that privileged seat on the aisle to sit in the middle that we might make room for all of those who come to worship. Remind us there are no sacred seats in sanctuary. But that we all come on one accord as sinners saved by grace to worship you. God, I pray that your anointing would fall upon every musician who you've gifted and called, for every voice that will sing your psalm. Lord, remind us that the choir is not performing for us, but they're delivering your praise, and we just get to eavesdrop on the glory that they give you. May on one accord, Lord, we gather together to lift up your holy name. I pray today, Lord, that when the word of God is delivered, that your word would be louder than my sermon. God, that you'd anoint me afresh, that you'd fall upon me. I thank you, Lord, for the privilege of preaching and pastoring. I thank you, God, that you've chosen to use vessels to declare your word, that others may be strengthened and understand more about you. Lord, for every woman, for every brother, for every child of God that stands in the pulpit today, humble them, anoint them. May your grace rest upon them, and may we hear and declare your word. But beyond that, O Lord, I pray today that if there be anyone in worship, either virtual or in a house of the Lord who does not know Jesus in the pardon of their sin. That you remind us that all that we do is that one lost sheep may return to the fold. God, I pray also for our children and our youth ministries across the kingdom, that today little boys and little girls will smile as they learn more about Jesus. Lord, that they'll be filled with faith as they learn about Noah's Ark and Daniel in the lion's den. Lord, that whatever the story of your grace that they learn today may be hidden in their hearts as they continue to grow in wisdom and in stature and in favor with you and all humanity. Thank you, God, for this Sunday. Thank you for the privilege of worship. Thank you for the holy ground that we stand on. Thank you, O Lord, for bringing us safely to your house. Now be glorified in what we do and how we do, that from the call to worship to the benediction, we will have no demonic distraction. And after the last amen, after the praise God from whom all blessings flow, after the praise him all creatures here below, after the praise the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, may we leave this place committed to changing the world as we live like, look like, and love like Jesus Christ. We give you glory in advance and we thank you. Now be with us, God, as we go into worship. In the name of Jesus, our Savior, our King, our Christ, our Messiah, our Lord, the everlasting God, the Prince of Peace. In the name of Jesus, we do pray. And we render this moment unto you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Beloved, we thank you for joining us, some 10,000 strong, for prayer on this morning. May you be glorified and blessed and worshiped today. I look to see you all on Tuesday. And don't forget, we'll be right back here tomorrow at 7 a.m. by the grace of God. And you already know what I'm going to say. Have a blessed and beautiful day on purpose. I'll see you all tomorrow.